Penguin Random House Audio presents The Life of the Mind by Christine Smallwood. Read for you by Allison Ryan. For My Friends. The End of March. Dorothy was taking a shit at the library when her therapist called, and she let it go to voicemail. The therapist was calling because Dorothy, who at this moment was rereading the flyer for student health services, taped to the wall above the receptacle for used feminine hygiene products, had left a voicemail at 11 o'clock last night, canceling today's session. It wasn't that the miscarriage was such a big deal, or that she was broken up in grief about it. It was that she hadn't told her therapist she was pregnant and didn't want to have a whole session about her tendency to withhold. In the asymmetrical warfare of therapy, secrets were a guerrilla tactic. Not that Dorothy had been plotting to keep things to herself. She wasn't the plotting type. It was day 6, and she was still bleeding. Not the unceasing hemorrhage of the first 10 hours. Now it was thick, curdled knots of string, gelatinous in substance. In most cases of gestational stall, it wasn't necessary to intervene. The body knew to spontaneously expel its failures. Perhaps that accounted for the trauma in other women's accounts, the element of surprise. You will know not the day nor the hour. In her case, the body had held on, deferential, waiting for her to clear her schedule. The result was less than a trauma and more than an inconvenience. She would never know exactly when it had happened.